Elissa Walker-Campbell, happy 2024 as we welcome you back to Sports Map Radio Network and the Big E Sports Show. Indeed, it is our first program in the new year. And as always, we are powered by our good friends at Progressive. Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money when you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or rentals. You'll earn a multi-policy discount. It's so easy to bundle, and it's so easy to save. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Well, as promised, in our next segment, we're going to take some time and tee it up. We're going to talk some college golf. And what better way to start the new year than visiting with a very special guest. We always enjoy when he's in Houston and, of course, in studio with us. And that is my wonderful son, who is a redshirt junior and plays golf at the University of Oklahoma for the Sooners, and head coach Ryan Hibble. Delighted to welcome in Stephen Campbell Jr. Happy New Year, son, and I always love when you're on the program. I know you're a busy guy getting ready for the spring season, so thank you so much for carving out time.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure being on the show, and I look forward to another segment with you, Mom.
Well, first of all, it is hard to believe that you're already a junior in college. You talk about the brevity of life and just how time flies. It has been an incredible experience for you as a student athlete with the Sooners. So I want to open up and have us go inside the ropes and just share with our audience. I mean, what have you enjoyed the most being a part of this premier program, your time in Norman, and just provide some perspective on what you've experienced?
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, I'm already a redshirt junior. It's crazy how time flies when you're having fun. I was talking to, you know, a couple of my friends the last tournament I was playing in, and I was talking to them how it's crazy. I'm already 22 years old, redshirt junior. I've only got a year and a half in college left. So it really is. Time is really, really flying. But I would say the biggest thing that I've really enjoyed in college, I mean, there's so many to choose from, but I would probably say just hanging out with my teammates. I love each and every one of the guys. We've definitely grown. We're a really, really tight-knit group. We always are hanging out, whether it's on the golf course, off the golf course, going to dinner together, coming over, hanging out at each other's places. I love just how close we are as a team, because we can really, really bond. And, you know, no matter how good you are as a golfer, I really think team chemistry is such a vital asset to a championship team. So that's kind of what I would say. There's so many to choose from, but I really, really love all my teammates.
You know, you talk about team chemistry, and that's how you guys were able to get things done. I mean, back-to-back winning Big 12 conference championships. It doesn't get better than that, especially when you're going to places like Whispering Pines and Prairie Dunes.
Yeah, no, those are two championship tracks. Very, very challenging tests. I mean, Whispering Pines is a very traditional golf course, tree-lined. You got to hit it really, really well off the tee. The greens aren't as big of a challenge as it is out at Prairie Dunes. Prairie Dunes, in my opinion, is one of the grittiest, toughest golf courses you'll ever face, because the conditions are always up in the air. Could be benign one day and then could be blowing 40 miles an hour the next. So you kind of never know what you're going to get out there. When we played this year, it was like 50 degrees, blowing 35, 40 miles an hour at 9, 10 in the morning. So very, very challenging conditions, and you know, very grateful and blessed to be a two-time Big 12 champion.
Hey, we've been talking on our program with Larry Miller, actually your swing coach, just about the rookie of the year. And of course, it was Eric Cole, but also my favorite was Ludwig Hebert. And you saw him put on quite a display at Prairie Dunes. I believe he shot 15 under. I mean, like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, out there, I don't think that was even, you know, in the picture or even in the question. Ludwig, I've gotten to play with him a couple times at Big 12 match plays, Prairie Dunes, and he's what you're seeing on tour right now, I mean, we were seeing a year, 2 years ago in college. He's that talented of a ball striker, and he's a really, really good player, very well-rounded, and overall just a great guy. I mean, he doesn't let success get to his head, so he's a really, really good player, but, you know, when he went around that course shooting 15 under in those conditions, that's probably the best college performance I've ever seen, if not the best performance I've ever witnessed with my own two eyes.
Well, I've had the opportunity to watch him up close and personal, and I think what stands out that impressed me the most is just how unflappable he is. I mean, he's almost robotic, but he's a machine when he gets out there, and he can get red hot real quick.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have compared him to a robot. I kind of compare him to Iron Byron. It's the it's the swing. Whenever they do testing for golf balls and equipment, you know, know, they have this thing called the Iron Byron, and it makes a perfect swing every time, and that's kind of how it feels like when he's hitting the golf ball. So, yeah, he's a very talented player, and, you know, wish him nothing but the best on the PGA Tour.
Hey, it is a very happy new year right here at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We don't want to get too far into this interview. We would love to connect with you. We are always live on social media, X or Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can email the show, info at eRadioSports.com. You can go back and listen to this exclusive interview at podcastarena.com with my son, Stephen Campbell Jr. He is a redshirt junior at the University of Oklahoma for the men's golf team. And give him a follow on X at @StephenJRO1_. And Stephen, I want to take our conversation now to what life is like being a college athlete. I experienced it at Oklahoma as a basketball player, but it is no easy challenge. There's a lot of pressure. You've got to be able to manage your time. You've got to be able to manage expectations and do well athletically and academically. So talk to our audience about how you have been able to balance the intensity of the schedule, the pressure. Just shed some light on the challenges of being a student athlete and playing college sports.
Yeah, like you were saying, it's definitely a grind. You really have to hammer time management. That's something I wish I knew coming into college, because it was definitely a big time adjusting period for me. It took me, in my personal opinion, like a full year just to really get fully acclimated and fully adjusted to the schedule. But I mean, an average day in my life, you know, when we're in season in full swing, is, you know, we'll have workouts at either 7:30 in the morning, then sometimes, depending on the day of the week, I'll have class maybe 30 minutes to an hour right after that. So I'll go in the training room, get some recovery in, then, you know, head off straight to class, get a quick bite to eat. And then I got class from probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock to anywhere from 12:30 to 1. And then if we have qualifying or practice that day, it starts at around 1:30 to 2 o'clock. And we're out there until dark, and then, you know, go eat dinner, finish up some homework, hang out with the guys, and repeat the process all over again. So it's definitely a grind. It's not for the faint of heart, and you really, really got to love it. But, you know, that's what the journey and the process is all about, and I love every minute of it. So this is just a stepping stone to the next level, which is the tour.
Yeah, and we've talked about it so much. I mean, just how incredibly blessed you are to be pursuing your passion each and every day. And you were just talking about earlier how you're surrounded with just amazing teammates and coaches. But I want to bring up and talk about a big part of your support system as a college golfer is CGF. It's College Golf Fellowship. So give a shout out to this wonderful organization. Tell us about it, the impact that it has had with you personally, and how it supports your faith on and off the course and truly is investing and growing up the lives of young men.
Yeah, College Golf Fellowship is, in my opinion, one of the biggest blessings I've ever had in my life. It's really, really cool that, you know, a Christian organization specifically targets college golfers. And I went to my first retreat when I was actually in high school. I got invited. Yeah. I got invited out there, and I was obviously the youngest one out there because it's a college golf driven thing. And absolutely loved it. Had the time of my life. Got to meet some great people, and then have continued that on into college. And two of the guys who come over to our house, you know, every week or every other week for Bible study is Bryce Newell and Carson Majors. They do just a fantastic job. They are, you know, two very, very God-fearing men, and they've helped me so much in my life, grow me up spiritually, and have helped me so, so much. So I can't thank them enough, and I love the organization of CGF, getting together, doing retreats. It's awesome how Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, two of the top golfers in the country right now, the world right now, are a part of this organization. Just, you know, they'll go to a retreat for a weekend, hang out with us, and just, you know, guys being guys. So it's a great organization. It's definitely grown my faith so much in college.
Well, this is the perfect segue, because let's hear about your opportunity to work with Scottie Scheffler at his Junior Golf Challenge and retreat that he held at Stonebriar Country Club in Frisco, Texas. Your little brother Eli competed in this elite field. It was the top golfers in the state of Texas. And what was that like to have that experience and be a part of the CGF staff and to give back?
Yeah, it was great. And that was kind of my first time, you know, being a, you know, retreat leader. And it was around 12 to 13 guys, you know, college and professional golfers. And we got to host 5 to 6 high school kids in our little small group and teach them about the gospel, teach them about Jesus and how he has helped our lives through the game of golf and outside of golf. And that was such a great experience. It really was. It was a first for me. And you know, when we weren't teaching the high school kids and they were off playing in the tournament, they had a couple pastors come in and, you know, teach us about how to be disciples. And wow, it was a really, really great experience. You know, I still hold on to a lot of the things that they taught me. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how that's going to continue to grow me and as a man as I continue on.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Saturday afternoon at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. You bet he's back from the University of Oklahoma men's golf team, redshirt junior Stephen Campbell Jr. And let's talk some more about Scottie Scheffler. Of course, it's been a big week. He is the PGA Tour Player of the Year, an amazing young man and role model. I enjoyed watching him on that Netflix. Just kind of share a little bit more as far as your time with him and what did you learn personally? I mean, what was your biggest takeaway? Because he did share his story of faith and interact with the 80 players in this event.
Yeah, Scotty is just, he's such a down-to-earth guy. I've really never seen someone at the top of the world as an athlete be that down-to-earth and just be, you know, that humble of a guy. And he shared a lot with just the other people that were there about, you know, success is always temporary. And, you know, you can never, ever get satisfied with, you know, being where you are, no matter how much success you've had. And we're always chasing after something. That was kind of the biggest thing that I learned from him is, you know, he's literally living the dream that I want to do as I get older. And, you know, he's Masters champion, so many PGA Tour victories and Ryder Cupper and just all these different things. And he's talking about how all those things are just, they never ever satisfy you. And there's always something, there's something greater out there that is going to satisfy you. And that's Jesus. And, you know, it's really great to hear someone, like I said, who's on top of the world in the golf, you know, community and in the golf world that is that down to earth and is that open and bold about their faith.
And it also was really cool, a couple of amazing Texas players. The Cootie brothers, of course, were there as well.
Yeah, no, Parker and Pearson Cootie. I've known them since college. I played, you know, a lot of college golf rounds with them. And they both got their tour cards. They're teeing it up next week at the
Incredible.
Sony Open.
Incredible.
Yeah, teeing it up next week at the Sony Open at Wiley. So rooting for them. Hope they do well. I know they will. They're two great players, so.
Well, I also got to bring up, you know, talking about Scottie Scheffler. Who knew that he was such an amazing pickleball player?
Yeah, it's crazy. We were just
tell us about that.
Yeah, we were just messing around with him on the pickleball court, and he's got his own paddle and brings it to every tournament he plays in. And he actually teamed up, I think it was with Dirk, at like a celebrity pickleball
really?
Tournament.
Yeah, okay.
And he was beating up on some professional pickleball players. So it's really crazy how talented of an athlete he is. You see him on the basketball court; he's throwing down dunks. He's a big time athlete. Yeah, it's incredible to see.
What do you appreciate the most about Scottie Scheffler's game?
About his game? I would say, you know, kind of how even keel he is and his preparation coming into a tournament. They were actually talking about it on the Golf Channel the other day, and a lot of people, you know, they have to be doing a lot of these certain things right, and, you know, kind of the two main things he talks about that he knows he's going to do well in a tournament if he has these things right is his preparation leading up to the event and his attitude. If he's got those two items in check, you know, he knows he's going to play well, and I've found that very interesting to hear because, you hear so many tour players, you know, get so technical and get so wrapped up in a lot of different things. And I loved how kind of easy that sounded, but it's a lot easier said than done. But I really enjoyed hearing that.
And it certainly is a powerful combination. Well, we're going to move ahead. Let's get our listeners up to speed, Stephen, with the latest from your corner. You just returned from Arizona playing in a prestigious national tournament, the Patriot All-American Invitational, which is a three-day tournament, 54 holes, held at Wigwam Golf Resort. This is your third year to compete. And you shared with me that it's your favorite event of the year. You always circle the calendar for this. It's very special. So what does it mean for you to compete in this exclusive invitational?
Yeah, the Patriot All-American is, it's by far, in my opinion, one of the best amateur events that I've ever played in. I enjoy it every single time I go out there. They always just do a fantastic job when it comes to hosting, housing, get to room with, you know, some of my teammates and just, you know, They got everything there. I mean, they've got, it feels like a live event almost. They got music blaring on every single hole. It's like a big nonstop party for about 5 or 6 days. And one of the coolest things that we get to do is we get to honor a disabled or fallen soldier, and he's on our bags all week. So I think it's awesome that they, you know, we're playing for something greater other than, you know, our golf game, because it's very easy to get super selfish and super wrapped up in our own game and realize that, you know, golf's not life and death. What these men and women are doing to serve our country is life and death. And it's really, really awesome to see this event honor the fallen soldiers and our fallen heroes.
Well, it really puts into perspective, and the bag that you carry represents honor, respect, and bravery for those who served. And most importantly, we want to continue to honor them and share with our listeners a little bit about the opening ceremonies. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies are great. They had about 6 or 7 guys jump out of a plane with different flags all across, you know, the United States Marine Corps. And it was awesome to see, you know, those guys, I mean, doing over 1,000 to 2,000 jumps in their lifetime and just acting like it's no big deal, jumping out of a plane. That was great. And then they brought in a couple guest speakers, Colt Nost, for example.
Oh, yeah.
He introduced a lot of the guys.
Paige McKenzie.
Yeah, Paige McKenzie was introducing a lot of the girls. And it was really, really special. We got to hear a lot of great stories from some retired veterans. And it was just a really, really fun experience.
And, of course, you had an opportunity to go to Luke Air Force Base and got to be reunited with Enzo again.
I did,
What's that experience like when you get to go there? Because the parents don't go to that.
Yeah, so Luke Air Force Base is awesome. We got to, you know, go first. Our first stop, we load up in 3 different buses, and we got to go out and explore. Like, they kind of got to show us what all their training animals get to do, and they got to run the course, and, you know, they got to put a person in a bite suit, and the dog would just go attack him.
Oh, wow.
So it was, it's very, very cool, and to see, like, how trained, well-trained these animals are to serve our country. So really cool to see that. And then when the trip was over, we got to hang out in a private hangar where a lot of the airplanes are. Got to eat some Rudy's barbecue, hear a couple people speak.
Woo-hoo.
And it was it was a really cool experience. I love, you know, touring the Air Force Base every single year. And we got to also see some of the weaponry that they use when fighting and serving our country. So overall, really, really great experience. If you're a amateur golfer who's super highly ranked, I'd love for you to go play in that event. It's fantastic.
Well, and you posted a lot of pictures on your Instagram, which was super cool. And if you are just joining us, we're doing a full recap of the Patriot All-American Invitational featuring the golf stars of tomorrow. And my son, Stephen Campbell Jr. from the University of Oklahoma, competed in this prestigious top amateur event. Incredible competition. You were talking about the opportunity to get to spend some time with your teammates, one of your besties, and your roommate that did a great job and played extremely well was Ben Lorenz. He's one of the top college players in the country. And how about Ryder Cohen as a freshman? I thought he had a very strong showing. And former PGA pro J.J. Henry's son, Connor Henry, he played extremely well. So there's a lot of young, wonderful talent at Oklahoma. And I thought you had a very strong performance in your final round, fired a 65. And that's got to give you a lot of confidence going into the spring season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one round isn't going to just give me, you know, the world of confidence because, you know, the work and preparation that I put in is what gives me all the confidence in the world. And yeah, super excited to, you know, have a good final round. It was, you know, it felt like the lid was on the whole first couple of days and really couldn't get anything going. But it was nice to cap it off with a nice final round. And yeah, shout out Ben Lorenz and Connor Henry. Both played some great golf. Connor's one of our freshmen on the team. Super hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
He's a super great guy. And Ben, obviously, he's just doing his thing. He's one of the most talented ball strikers in the country, and he's got a really, really good short game. So it's a great combination for him. And Ryder, he's one of the top freshmen in the country, in my opinion. Dude's a super hard worker, really, really overall well-rounded game, and he's got a great attitude. He's always wishing the best for people. So, you know, it's really nice to see we got a lot of great dudes on our team, not just, you know, good golfers, but we got overall great dudes.
Well, I was very impressed with Ryder because he was in your group on the first day and part of that pairing, and it's just amazing seeing these freshmen be able to step up and play on a big-time stage like this, and they're not afraid.
No, they're not. I mean, Ryder got off to a really shaky start. I mean, he was like 3 over through 9, you know, finishing the tournament about 5 or 6 under and coming in the top 7 or 8. So really, really great to see him playing well. He did well, very well for us at Big 12 match play, going 4-0-1, kind of routing a lot of guys out there.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So he's you know, he's taken a lot of big-time strides in his game, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do this spring.
Well, you're talking about his play, his performance at Houston Oaks, and so let's take time to reflect on the 2023 fall season. You guys finished with an exclamation point, winning that tournament in Hawaii. Just your takeaways and reflections on the fall season.
Yeah, the fall season was okay. We had a lot of, you know, ups and downs. Came in fifth at the Valero Texas Open Collegiate, and then came in second in Washington, then came in fifth at the Ben Hogan Collegiate. We were leading after going into the final day and kind of, you know, laid an egg and crapped the bed. But, you know, it's all part of the journey. We played very strong at Big 12 match play, except for our first opening match against Houston. So that was a little bit of a stinger that we could only compete for fifth. But in my opinion, we played very, very well there. And then, you know, finishing off with a win, tied East Tennessee State, always is a big time bonus. And we had about 9 different guys rotate in and out of the starting lineup. So we got a really, really deep team. Looking forward to the spring, just continuing to mesh with all the guys. And I think we're going to turn a lot of heads this spring because we're coming.
Hey, Stephen, give us a preview of the 2024 spring season and some of the venues that you guys will be playing at and competing.
Yeah, well, February 11th, I believe, we're headed out to Puerto Rico, play there. There's another tour spot in line for the Puerto Rico Open, so always a great tournament down there. Then we're going to Southern Highlands in Vegas, another tour spot on the line, the Shriners Open. Always a great event out there at Southern Highlands, one of my favorites of the year. Then we got some new stuff on the schedule, going down to San Diego at Palma Valley, because the national championship this year is going to be in San Diego, so we're hitting the West Coast more. Then we're going out to Florida, playing in the Floridian, and then we are going to Augusta's tournament at Forest Highlands. Great course. Really excited for that. Then going back out to Arizona at Papago for Arizona State's event. Then we got Big 12s at Whispering Pines and regionals and the national championship. So really, really solid spring schedule ahead of us, and we're really excited for it.
Well, it is an incredible and it is a challenging schedule. How does being in Oklahoma practicing, I mean, the weather can be very diverse, prepare you for these big-time events and venues?
Yeah, the weather in the spring,
it's got to give you a competitive edge, I would think.
I totally agree. I think Oklahoma, it's one of the crappiest places to practice in the country, because
hey.
Especially in the spring, it's always blowing. You know, conditions are never really ideal.
It can be nasty.
It can be. But I love it. I really, really do. You know, it makes you just so much better, and it makes you uncomfortable all the time. And that's what we're trying to do, is just make ourselves super uncomfortable in practice. So when we get to the tournament, it's going to be just that much easier. So I really feel like it's helped me a lot, just especially mentally, having an extreme amount of mental fortitude. And then kind of when we go out to a lot of these tournaments, when the weather's not near as bad, we're like, this is a kind of a cakewalk. So it's a lot of fun. We love it. And, you know, really thankful to be a part of the Sooner clan.
And it's certainly going to prepare you as you guys get ready to head into the SEC here in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all excited about that. You know, competition's going to be even better. We're going to have even more of a stack conference with us in Texas joining the SEC. So we are really excited for a conference championship at Sea Island next year. Always a treat going out there.
And, of course, my other son, your little brother, Eli, and I, we were at the Seaside course in the month of December, and you've had an opportunity to play that as well.
I have, yeah. It's a really, really good course. Very weather-dependent, in my opinion. If the weather goes south, it can turn into a very difficult and challenging golf course really quickly.
100%, yep.
So it really is. It's all weather-dependent. There's not a lot of wind, and it's, you know, benign conditions. It's not crazy hard of a golf course, but when the fan turns on, it can get pretty dicey really quickly.
Hey, we are getting ready to wind down here with Stephen Campbell Jr., Red Shirt Jr. at the University of Oklahoma for their men's golf team. Give him a follow on Twitter at @StephenJRO1_. And as we get ready to wind down, I definitely want to have you recognize a young man who was not your teammate, but a very big part of the Sooner family and the Oklahoma golf program. And he's got that million-dollar smile. Wonderful young man, 26-year-old from Dallas, Texas, and he just earned his PGA Tour card. And, of course, we're talking about Blaine Hale.
Yeah, Blaine. I mean, that was fantastic. I had my eyes glued to my phone watching Blaine coming down the stretch. I mean, for the listeners and people that don't know about Blaine, he's played in one PGA Tour sanctioned event.
Wow.
Since turning pro, and he's been pro for about 5 or 6 years now. So it's definitely been, you know, a grind for him, and he's had some very unfortunate breaks go his way. But I mean, that's what it's all about. Just continue to keep your head down, keep believing, and goes from having nothing to a PGA Tour card. And I mean, I'm so proud of him. It's going to be awesome. I've gotten a lot closer with Blaine as years have gone on, and he's just a fantastic dude, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do on tour.
Well, Blaine, as you're talking about, I mean, he's had to fight through a lot of adversity. He's ready for this big time stage and this big time moment. How does that inspire you as a college golfer to see all that he has gone through, the scar tissue and everything, and he made it? He made the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. And I know for him, you know, just making the PGA Tour is not enough. He's going to continue to work to try to be the best player he can possibly be. So he'll never be satisfied, and I know that. And, you know, it inspires all of us because every path is different. You could have a guy like Ludwig, for example, just getting his tour card right out of college and honestly a pretty easy path to the tour. And you got Blaine, who's been, you know, just grinding on mini tours and Q school for past 5 or 6 years. So everyone's path is different, but, you know, if you continue to work at it, it can be done. So it was really, really awesome to see that happen for him.
Good stuff. Stephen Campbell Jr., redshirt junior at the University of Oklahoma for the men's golf team, dropping by during his time in Houston. Christmas vacation, it is over, and it's time to roll up the sleeves and get back to work. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. Always love being on the show.
Thank you. Love you. Much more coming your way here at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back after this quick break.